On these retreats, we start with mindfulness of breathing very often. We do this to support and nurture the mind so that attention and mindfulness can be here, centered here, really connected and aware of what's happening in the present, whatever is happening. You might have discovered that this can be difficult due to the strong tendency to think, due to the strong tendency to react to what's happening with a lot of commentary, a lot of story making. So we begin with mindfulness of breathing, because for many people, not everyone, many people, breathing works very well as a grounding and a calming practice. It's meant to be a practice that is very simple. Again, simple doesn't mean that it's easy, but just to rest our awareness on the sensations of breathing. So we don't do this in order to have a particular meditative experience. We do this as a way of supporting the mind and training the mind to be present here, now. So this morning I'll guide us a little bit of mindfulness of breathing, and then I'll expand on that to include mindfulness of the sensations in the body. So if you haven't already, you can take an alert, upright posture. And again, a posture that reflects your commitment to being here, some alertness, and with some ease. We can begin with just feeling the body as the body. You're here. We can let the commentary go into the background. Chances are there's a fair amount of thinking. It's not unusual at the beginning of a retreat. Can you let that go into the background as best you can, without shoving it or without condemning it? Just allow it to go into the background. I'd also like to acknowledge that the body can be uncomfortable these first few days, this first day. In order to feel more of the present moment, in order to support the body, in order to support the mind, we can take a moment to simply notice. Notice any places in the body where there may be some tension, some kind of extra contraction, some extra tightness. And check in with the area around the eyes. Area associated with the jaw. These are common areas which we might hold tension. We're not trying to make anything happen. We're not trying to force anything. Sometimes, by bringing our awareness to different areas, there can be a softening, a letting go. And check in with the upper back and the lower back. The chest. And the belly. Maybe there's can be little amount of openness, spaciousness, rather than bracing or guarding. You can feel the pressure of the chair or the cushion against your body. You can feel grounded, connected. You're here. The upper legs, the lower legs, the feet, another place where we can feel grounded, connected. The upper arms, the lower arms, and the hands. Now you can rest your attention on the sensations of breathing, that is, the movement of the abdomen or the movement of the chest or the feeling of air going in and out of the nose. You can choose one. And as best you can, just rest your awareness on the sensations there. You might feel the movement as pressure, expansion, maybe a feeling of tautness, maybe a feeling of release. Maybe there's tingling in the nose as the air goes in and out. These physical sensations are always here and always now. you find yourself lost in thought, with gentleness, with kindness, just very simply begin again with the sensations of breathing. What does it feel like to have an in-breath? We're not thinking about breathing. We're feeling the sensations of breathing. This practice, mindfulness of the sensations of breathing, can be a foundation, can be a refuge. If you ever find yourself a little bit lost, confused about the instructions, feeling overwhelmed, you can always come back here just to feel yourself breathing. Feel the body breathing. So mindfulness is bringing a kind of accepting awareness in a way that goes along with this contemplative spirit, a spirit of openness, care, kindness. We can build on the mindfulness of breathing and open the awareness to connect to the body. What is it like to be upright and alert? What is it like to be balanced, centered in your posture in the body? Maybe there are some compelling sensations in the body. If so, you don't have to struggle to push them away. Just very simply bring your awareness to the compelling sensations in the body. Maybe it's a throbbing, maybe it's a warmth, coolness, stabbing, tightness, openness. It might be helpful to use a very simple note. Tightness, itching. Throbbing, whatever it might be. When the sensations are no longer compelling, very simply return to the sensations of breathing. In this way, awareness, attention, can gently move back and forth between the different sensations in the body. Sensations associated with breathing and other compelling sensations. Again, you don't have to push away strong sensations in the body. Just very gently make that the object of your meditation. You can let go of paying attention to the breath and instead pay attention to whatever is compelling. And gently inquire, is this a small area that's compelling? Is it a large area of the body? Is it stable? Is it moving? Maybe it's not clear. That's okay. And as best you can, allow the commentary, the thinking, the stories, the ideas to be in the background and in the foreground, or feeling sensations in the body. As best you can. Can you bring a sense of curiosity, inquisitiveness? What is going on? If you find yourself lost in thought, you don't have to make it a problem. Just very simply, gently, come back. Begin again. Start with the sensations of breathing. But if sensations in the body are compelling, just very simply, let go of sensations of the breath and bring your awareness to elsewhere in the body. When we sit down to meditate, it's natural for the mind to have a notion, an idea of how the meditation is supposed to go, how this retreat is supposed to go, how this life is supposed to go. But meditation isn't supposed to go any particular way. We're just noticing. And for now, we're emphasizing noticing the sensations in the body. This can support the mind, can support being present. Mindfulness is bringing a kind of accepting awareness to be more at ease. What is it in this moment that needs accepting? So that we can be aligned with the reality of the moment. So that we can be in harmony with what is actually happening. So during that meditation, I spoke about accepting awareness. But accepting what's happening in your body doesn't mean that we abandon wisdom. And it doesn't mean that we just grit and bear with extreme pain. That's not what this is about. There will be no medals at the end for those who sat with the most pain or difficulty. If you find that the position that you're sitting in is really uncomfortable and you're just in a struggle, then in the same way that I suggested you can have mindfulness of sensations of breathing and then move them over to a compelling sensation, in the same way you can move them over to the experience of gently, quietly shifting your posture. So you're not abandoning meditation, you're just shifting your awareness. Maybe you just bring up your leg a little bit like this, as an example, as a way to incorporate and fold into your practice a way that is you're taking care and respecting your body. So at the end of the next sit, which will be around 11 o'clock, there'll be an optional posture instructions where we'll talk a little bit about posture, and then Inez and I will go out and meet with any of you who would like and meet with you one-on-one and adjust your posture, give some ideas of how you can use cushions to support you. So, and then now Inez will do some walking meditation instructions. Thank you.